This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Brian Hayes is with us here this morning. He's the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Biologist for the 10-county area here in our region. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Busy time for you?
It is. It's getting there. You know, we've kind of went through our walleye spawn, collecting broodstock and eggs for the hatchery. So we got past that, and now, you know, things will, as the water temperatures warm up, we'll get up more active in the field. So,
yeah. Well, and we kind of want to talk a little bit about, I don't know if we call it the start of the fishing season, because, you know, technically you can fish all year, but we're getting into that point now where a lot of folks like to get back out and enjoy the outdoors again, and things come to, back to life once again. And you get a lot of questions this time of the year from folks wondering about where and when.
Absolutely, on a daily basis about this time of year. So a couple things going on, you know, water temperatures are warming up, which, you know, brings those crappies and bluegills and bass closer to their spawning periods. And, you know, when they're spawning, they're usually in on the rocks close to shore where people can get at them. And also it's more comfortable to be out this time of year, you know, those nice afternoons after being cooped up all winter. People are looking to get out. So, yeah, on a daily basis, I get calls about where and when should I go. And part of my job is just keeping track of what's in the lakes. You know, for example, I got a call from a guy. He's got some friends from Minnesota coming down. He goes up there walleye fishing every year. Well, they're coming down crappie fishing. He said, what do you think about Anita? And I said, well, Prairie Rose might be better because the crappie population looks really good in Prairie Rose. Not that Anita's bad. There's always crappies in Anita, but things like that. Another guy trying to catch, you know, catfish this time of year, I directed him to some lakes where we see, you know, better catfish populations. Those are a stock population. And I got a reply from him. He wanted to give me a hug, and I said, well, we don't need to go that far, but anyway. So, yeah, we keep track of what's where, you know, I have my list of lakes that I plan to fish this year, and that's based on what I've seen, you know, from the bow of an electrofishing boat or lifting nets, you know, sampling fish populations, because things aren't always the same out there, you know. Some of them crappie populations are notorious for being cyclic, you know. One year you have really good crappies and, you know, you might have a lull for a couple years before the next age class comes through. So those are the kind of things we try and keep track of and try and direct anglers to those good lakes.
You know, it's kind of funny with all the electronic gadgets and things there are out there to help you along the way if you're out fishing. Sometimes the best thing you got out there for information is your local fisheries biologist. Give him a call. He can tell you where.
Yeah, interesting you bring that up because our data has gone all electronic, and it's available to the public. You know, so you can get on, you know, within a few days after us collecting data on our fish populations, you can get on and see it through iowadnr.gov. Now, a lot of our anglers haven't focused in on that yet. We still have a lot of them that are kind of my age and that are, they'd still rather do the phone call, and I don't mind taking those phone calls, but that next generation is going to be able to find that data online and basically almost real time. They can look at the difference in the crappie populations from one lake to another and make decisions on where they're going to go just based on the data that's online. But not everybody's figured that out yet.
Well, you know, even simple things like, you know, you mentioned that in some cases it's bank fishing is pretty good because some of these species are right there close by. If you're going to take the kids out on a Saturday, you know, for a little fun family entertainment, you know, that's a real benefit to know that.
Yeah, the way people's time constraints are now, you know, when you do get an opportunity to go fishing, you want to be successful. You want those kids to catch fish. And so, like I said, I kind of got my list of lakes to fish. I always fish Anita. You know, Lake Anita's really just probably our most consistent producer as far as bass, bluegill, and crappie. The crappies in there are averaging about 9 inches, and we always have 8-inch-plus bluegills in Anita, so it's a good all-around fishery. But Prairie Rose is the one that really kind of caught my eye last fall when we were lifting nets. You know, the crappies average 10 inches in there, so they're a little bigger. and the abundance looked really good in Prairie Rose. And then Prairie Rose has really quality bluegills. So, you know, we did that lake restoration effort 2012. So we're 10 years past that, and that lake is really on, I want to say on fire, but it's definitely on my list of places to go this year, and I've been directing people to it. And we've already had some good crappie fishing there already this spring. So it's one you need to get to,
sure.
This if you're after bluegills and crappies and largemouth bass as well. If you look over towards Adair County, you know, Adair County's got a bunch of little lakes. You know, you got Meadow Lake, Mormon Trail, and then Greenfield City Reservoir and Nottoway Lake. Out of those, Meadow Lake's got a really nice crappie population. And we saw some really good success last October. Those people that were still fishing in October were taking advantage of that crappie population. So Meadow's on my list. So, and if you want to hear the rest of that list, just give me a call.
Too lengthy to mention now, but oh, I was going to ask you too, and you kind of bounced off that just a little bit ago. I was going to ask you about like Prairie Rose, Lake Anita. We've done some pretty decent projects renovating some of those areas in the last 10 or so years. You're happy? You're pleased with the way things are bouncing back?
Yeah, that Prairie Rose has been a really good success story. You know, we basically put that lake on the map. We spent $4 million there to do it, but boy, the public's really reaping the benefits from that project. The water's never looked better. The fishing's really never been better at Prairie Rose than it is, you know, right now. So we point to that as being a pretty successful project. Now, Anita didn't need near as much work, no. You know, because of things like, you know, the smaller watershed size and the makeup of the watershed. Anita's always had good water quality and has always been a good, consistent producer. We did do a renovation there. 2003. So
that long ago?
20 years ago.
I didn't think it was that long ago.
Time flies. But that was to get rid of a problematic species, yellow bass. Right. It was more directed at that, getting back to bass, bluegill, crappies, and catfish, and getting that one yellow bass species out of there. The water quality has always been a good at Anita, and so that makes it a pretty consistent producer of good fishing. So
sure.
It's kind of a model lake if you want to. If you want to build one, look at Anita. I'd build one like Anita.
Yeah. You know, over in eastern Iowa, they're dealing with flooding issues, Mississippi River and some of those areas over in those locations from some of the runoff. There's been a lot more snow in some of those areas than what we had over the winter. But things like that can really have a tough effect, can't they?
It can. That flooding, you know, can affect, you know, the fishing for a long period of time during the summer. Now, our lakes in this part of the state are fairly close to normal water levels. You know, we were, because of abnormally dry conditions, we were a little low going into the winter. Some of the lakes have rebounded. Others, like, you know, Viking Lake is still about a foot low. You know, we did a drawdown project there in 2019 to just crowd the fish population, try and restructure the fish population. And you talk about bad timing. Draw a lake down in 2019 and then go into some dry years after that. But, you know, we're within a foot of that lake being full. Access is good. People can get in and out of it and use that lake, and the beach is open and all that. But some of our lakes are still a little low, you know, seeing results of those abnormally dry weather we've had.
Mm-hmm. Any other decent projects coming up here anytime soon?
None in my district, really. You know, our lakes are in pretty good shape. You know, we've taken quite a few of them through that lake restoration project. You know, that lake restoration process, which is basically just do a comprehensive look at the lake and what it needs and what you can do to you know, improve and make it better. And that's what we did at Prairie Rose. We started in the watershed there. You know, building a bunch of terraces and slowing down runoff and soil erosion, and then worked in lake with some dredging and like I said, we're 10 years out, and that, you know, the public is finding that lake, and it's been fishing good.
Yeah, it's tough when you're going through that process. Tough for everybody, but the benefits now were worth it.
Yeah, it'll take them offline for a few years. And we've seen that in our Creston lakes. That's kind of outside my district, but places like 3 Mile and 12 Mile and Green Valley have all been through that lake restoration process. There's still some work to be done at 3 Mile, and coming up later this summer, you might see a drawdown there to do some additional work at 3 Mile Lake down by Creston, and more specifically over by Afton.
Sure.
My lakes in this district, we don't have any drawdowns planned. We're just going to fish them this year.
We're just going to have fun now for a while. Very good. All right. Best advice you can give folks who are getting ready to get out and hit the lakes and ponds again?
Well, you know, get out there here May and June. These are the two best months all year to fish this open water. Use the right bait, you know. You're looking for a bobber about the size of a quarter and a number six hook. So don't use too big a stuff, I guess, if you're just fishing for whatever's biting. That's what we see most often. People make the mistake of using too big a stuff. So keep it small. Keep it simple. Don't be afraid to ask the guy next to you or the person next to you what they're using, what they're catching them on, because, you know, people will help you out. But get out and, you know, do some fishing this spring. So we're just on the verge of the crappie spawn starting. It'll start in the farm ponds before it starts in our 100-acre-plus lakes, just because of the water temperature difference. So when those fish are spawning, they're going to be in on the rocks. They're going to be close to shore, grouped up, and that's the time to really get after them. So that's just coming up right now. We're just kind of on the verge of that. If you get to our state lakes like Anita, Prairie Rose, and Viking, you know, we do some habitat projects in there. All those lakes have rock reefs that we've built to attract fish and to make it easier to catch fish. Heck, half the time I go fishing, if I didn't know where those reefs were, I would struggle. So find those, you know, do a little research ahead of time, know where those are. A lot of times it's being there at the right time with the right presentation and just fishing the right location.
You bet. And use the resources that are available to you.
Yeah,
the data's out there. The resources are available. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, don't hesitate to give us a call. You know, so we do a weekly fishing report trying to direct people to the good fishing.
Right.
That's updated every Thursday. So if you get on that fishing report on Friday, it's up-to-date information on where and what's going on. And so use that to guide your trips and hopefully we can get you onto some fish this year.
Yeah, get updated just in time for the weekend, so have your fun. Very good. Brian Hayes with us here this morning, DNR fisheries biologist. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
You bet.